So when you're looking at a piece of writing by Dogen, especially when that piece is the Genjo Koan, it is best to not skip anything. That being so, we need to give some time to the title, Genjo Koan, or as we translate it in English in our sutra book, Actualizing the Fundamental Point. Genjo is a compound character. Gen means to be manifest or to be present. So each one of us sitting here is Gen, as is the altar, the candle, and the bell. Jo means to become or to include. Genjo then means being as it is, or to include. Or maybe we could say being as it comes into being. It also could mean to appear in the world. As I said a moment ago, our translation of the title from Ta-Nehisi and Eiken Roshi is actuality. So we could say then the actuality of being in the world. However, we are not only talking about physical things as beings, but also all mental, emotional, and sensate phenomena. These too, in Buddhism, are things that become or that appear. This is why when doing Zazen, we do not stop our thoughts or feelings. We let them arise, Genjo, and we let them fall away. As Eiken Roshi would say, the stomach secretes pepsin, the brain secretes thoughts, the heart feelings, and the body sensation. Just as we do not have to stop the sound of the wind blowing across the tops of the trees, just as we do not have to stop the smell of the small pink roses on an early afternoon, we do not have to stop thoughts, feelings, or sensations. So that is Genjo. You are Genjo. The second word in the title is one we are all familiar with, koan. In this lineage, we sit with koan, and you have a sense of it. What is the sound of a single hand? What is your original face before your parents were born? Who hears? These are koan, and the meaning we typically hear for these queries is public, which is ko, or case, or opinion, which is on. In this fashion, koan means public case or opinion, or maybe a public document. So koan is what is right before your very eyes. There is no mystery, and there is no secret. They present themselves before any separation can be made, before concepts, before ideas, before fears. So clearly, they are not puzzles or riddles, ever. However, there is another more subtle meaning for koan. A verse in the Wu Man Kan says, the moon and the clouds are the same. Mountains and valleys are different. All are blessed. All are blessed. Is this one? Is this two? Ko is the reality of all things being the same. The moon and the clouds are the same, of course, because they reside in the sky. Or Chinese, Latin, and African are the same because they are all human. But if this were the extent of what same means in Zen, Zen would have died as a viable living reality centuries ago. Sin in Christianity means separation. Ko. Sin is before sin. It is before beginningless. And so it is called the way of darkness. An of koan is difference. Mountains and valleys are different. Each thing is unique and inhabits, as Dogen says, its own Dharma position. Each has its own before and after, its own karmic history. An literally means keeping its own sphere. You, a man, she, a woman, there, a fish, a bird, a mammal, a reptile, a thought, a feeling, a sensation. Never before like that, and never again exactly like that. An is therefore called the path of light. Koan is absolute sameness and absolute difference at the very same time. Eiken Roshi called this the complementarity of light and dark. And Shi Tao, in the coincidence of opposites, puts it this way. He says, in darkness, the fine and mediocre accord. Brightness makes clear and murky distinct. In the very midst of light, there is darkness. Don't meet another in darkness. In the very midst of darkness, there is light. Don't observe another in the light. Light and dark complement each other like stepping forward and stepping back. The deep spring sparkles in the pure light, its branches streaming through the darkness. I suppose we could say the way of light and the way of dark cohere like the front and back of your hand. The intersection of these two paths that are the same and different, that are light and dark, is the great mystery. So that is Genjo Koan, and it is variously translated as manifest reality, that's Yasutani Roshi, the realized universe, Nishijima and Cross, or manifestation of absolute reality, which is Abbe and independently Francis Cook, and how we say it in the Sutra book, actualizing the fundamental point. So as I said yesterday, Dogen traveled around Japan practicing and searching for a teacher who could put his heart to rest. He finally decided to go to China and seek there. After arriving in port, he stayed on the ship for 3 months visiting local monasteries. One day, an old Chinese monk visited the ship in order to pick up some shiitake. This old man was the chief cook at a monastery 100 kilometers from the port. Dogen and he had a lovely connection, and Dogen asked him to spend the evening. The old man declined the invitation, and Dogen was puzzled. He imagined that any number of monks could prepare the monastery meals, and he could not imagine what the great hurry was. The old man replied to Dogen's query to stay, saying, "The reason for my being the chief cook at such an old age is that I regard this as the practice of the way for the rest of my life. how can I leave my practice to other people? In fact, what others are there? Then Dogen said, why are you, a person of advanced age, engaged in such a troublesome task as the chief cook? I wonder why she's laughing. I mean, just because the refrigerator went out? Just because your choppers make mistakes chopping? Oh, my God. So why are you a person of advanced? Oh, you're laughing because of that. Engaged in such a troublesome task as the chief cook, rather than in practicing Zazen or reading the works of old masters, is there anything worthwhile in your work? The old man laughed loudly and he said, you, a good man from a foreign country, perhaps do not understand what the practice of the way is, nor what words and letters are. Promising to discuss the matter at a later date, the old man bustled off into the coming night. A month later, the two inadvertently met again. Dogen immediately continued their past conversation, saying, what are words and scriptures? The answer came, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dogen said, what is the practice of the way then? The old man replied, nothing is concealed throughout the entire universe. As I said last night, Zazen speaks the simplest language. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that is because nothing is hidden. Everything already revealed. Genjo Koan. Rilke in the 9th Elegy said it this way. Perhaps we are here in order to say house, bridge, fountain, gate, pitcher, fruit tree, window, at most, column, tower. But to say them, you must understand. Oh, to say them more intimately than the things themselves ever dreamed of. So with that sense of purpose, of course the old monk bustled off to cook. Who else could have done it? Who else could arrange the flowers the way they sit on the altar today? Who else could cook breakfast or lunch? Who could clean the zendo the way you do, or walk, or smile, or cry? Practice is not only sitting cross-legged. It can be found in any service to each other, or in any service to the community. And this community includes the water, the air, the trees, rocks, and vanishing animals. That is practice, if it is indeed grounded in a life of practice. Dogen was deeply touched by this old man, and he wrote about him at various times over the next almost 25 years. So this talk is going to run a little bit long, so I think relax again if you need to. But don't lean against the walls or lay down. still sit upright and hold yourself that you can breathe and leave your chest open so your heart can beat and stay warm. So I'd like to read you from the first four lines of the Genjo Koan. And then as I give this talk, I'll tell you my sense of the echo that I hear in these first four lines in the Heart Sutra. So in all dharmas are the Buddha Dharma. There are delusion and enlightenment, practice, birth, death, Buddhas, and sentient beings. When the myriad dharmas all are without self, there is no delusion, no enlightenment, no Buddhas, no sentient beings, no birth, and no death. Since originally the Buddha way goes beyond abundance and scarcity, there are birth and death, delusion and enlightenment, sentient beings, and Buddha. Yet, though it is like this, simply, flowers fall amid our longing, and weeds spring up amid our antipathy. So when all dharmas are the Buddha Dharma, there are delusion and enlightenment, practice, birth, death, Buddhas, and sentient beings. This when is an important word. It means at a certain time or when something particular occurred. And the event that occurred was a waking up into the path of light, into the way of on. In this waking up, there is a sense that each thing occupies its own unique dharma position. There is a sense that each and every is a child of God. We feel utterly present in this when, and the world feels present with us and in us. In case 86 of the Blue Cliff Record, Yun Men gave instructions saying, everyone has her own light. If you want to see it, you can't. The darkness is dark, dark. Now, what is your light? Yun Men himself answered, saying, the storeroom, the gate. Rilke said, fountain, bridge, fruit tree. And I say, Zazen speaks the simplest language. So at the time or when all are Buddha, you are walking the way of on. You are walking the path of light. My sense is that this path of on exists right before the Heart Sutra begins. It is implied, and it is why the Heart Sutra initially leans so heavily on ko, on the path of dark, on the way of no distinctions, no differences, no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. Dogen says it like this: when the myriad dharmas all are without self, there is no delusion, no enlightenment, no Buddhas, no sentient beings, no birth, and no death. There is no form, no sensation, perception, mental reactions, and so on, to know old age and death. The first side he shows us is form. And now here is the side of no form or of emptiness. When or at this time, there is no practice, for who would practice? There is no suffering, for who would suffer? And there is no cause of suffering. There is no cessation, and there is no path. This when is an important event, an important experience, an important state of mind, but it is in the end only that. However, this when, or at this time, is important because we touch and taste the deep reality that you and I are not separate. We touch and taste the deep reality that the kingdom of God is right here, now. And we understand that inside and outside are simply conceptually based. This when is the beginning of a true compassion, of love, coming from this unknown until now understanding that we all have the same last name, that we all are ocean before any wave has ever been thrown up. But Dogen, of course, does not let us tarry here. And he next says, since originally the Buddha way goes beyond abundance and scarcity, there are birth and death, delusion and enlightenment, sentient beings and Buddhas. Since the Buddha way goes beyond emptiness and form, or scarcity and abundance, there is nirvana as samsara, and samsara as nirvana. Is the back of your hand the same or different from the front? We can't say the same, but we better not say different. But how about form and emptiness? Same or different? Samsara and nirvana, same or different? You and me, same or different? With this occurrence, with this realization of samsara as nirvana, nirvana, samsara, we are practicing deep prajna paramita, which means our lives and our practice are not different. Now, the way you avoid things in your life is your spiritual practice. And the way you attend your life is your spiritual practice. There is no way to jump clear of this reality. You can no longer escape your situation or your life, for where would you go? All is of a single thread. And using Red Pine's translation, the Heart Sutra echoes this third line of Dogen saying, therefore, Shariputra, without attainment, bodhisattvas take refuge in prajna paramita and live without walls of the mind. However, again, Dogen does not let us settle or stop. He pushes deeper and he says, yet, though it is like this, simply, flowers fall amidst our longing and weeds spring up amid our antipathy. This line is a koan, and as I said earlier, koans defy explanations, and they do not engender hidden meanings. I have a sense this line is the fruition of the funerary incense smoke that the young, now orphan boy watched swirl and spin and then disappear. With this line, he is saying, even though the first three lines are true, even when there are no walls of the mind, still. Still, your daughter, whom you love with all your heart, has neurological problems, and her life is and will be painful. Even though you forget the self and body-mind drop away, still, there are young babes with teenage mothers under subway station stairs with nothing to eat but humiliation and poverty. No matter what we do, no matter how much we care, still the flowers fall. And though we may hate weeds, we may hate how rich treat poor, or how the old growth we walked in last summer are decimated, or we abhor the oiling of the Great Gulf, still, and yet all the worlds of the 10 directions are one brilliant gem, and every day is a good day. And all Buddhas of past, present, and future take refuge in this world of samsara is nirvana, nirvana samsara, attaining anuttara, samyak, sambodhi. So this then is our world, and it is our path, the Buddha path of this world, and it is where we can most ably save all beings. Okay, thank you.